Welcome to McGuire on Wrestling.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Let's give the people what they want. Professional wrestling.
With Mike McGuire.
The happiest Canadian camper in the world.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Give me a hell yeah.
It's WrestleMania Saturday. Welcome to the McGuire on Wrestling podcast feed, network, whatever it is. But whatever it is today, it's a very special episode. As I said, tomorrow, April 7th, my birthday, taking it off. But we can't not do something. And by we, I don't mean just me. No, coming to you live once again from the home of the GWO. I feel like I'm almost encroaching on your territory, gentlemen. But it is Mitch Hontzius. It is Dimitri Karolis. And this is the Team MOW WrestleMania Preview Extravaganza.
We're here.
Listen, this is the A. We have a room that's called the ACT, but this is the house that Mike McGuire built.
Come on.
I love it. That's true.
Yeah, man.
This is the house that if you downloaded this episode, if you've been subscribing, if you've been supporting the show, and guys, like, people are picking up shirts. People are following now on Facebook from all over the world now. It's really crazy. You all are the ones that have built this thing, so thank you for letting us come together today. Big shout out to Joe Aguinaldo, or as you call him, GW Joe.
That's right. Yes,
unfortunately, yes. We can't call him in this morning, but he really wanted to be a part of this one. So you know what? We might get him for a post-mania or something like that down the road here. But
great idea.
Awesome. Nevertheless, gentlemen, thank you for letting me horn in on your Saturday here so we could get something out to everybody. And yeah, it's the biggest show of the year. I don't care what else is out there. This is the biggest wrestling show of the year. WrestleMania 40, maybe, and they always say this every year, the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Someone asked this on the Team MOW Facebook page. Has this been the best build to a WrestleMania? I think that was Tips McGee.
It was Tips. Yeah. Yasu Tips Tikanis. Maga. Hello, Maga. That's right. Hi, Tips. It was Tips McGee. I love the question. Thanks for starting it off like that. Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, and yes, for a couple reasons. I think where we are in today's world, what the fan knows about today's world, what characters have to be in today's wrestling world, and to have that much excitement is massive. So I equate, what are the biggest, as a fan for me, what were the biggest moments in wrestling where I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to watch it? Certainly Hogan, Andre.
Right.
Say, okay, you're young enough, you're like, okay, like, this is great. Hogan Warrior was another one that I said, what's going to happen? They're friends and they each got a title.
Yeah.
I remember. Then you kind of go, you know, everyone can pick it, but then you get to Stone Cold and The Rock.
Right.
That really brought this thing back where Rock says, I was making, you know, wrestling's cool again, probably almost since that time, if you want to go, where all of a sudden everyone was a fan. Now we're back to that.
We're getting there.
But it's bigger. And I've never been more excited or more. I actually have no clue what's going to happen.
I couldn't agree more. Listen, I mean, yesterday I was just telling Mike and Dimitri behind the scenes, I was listening to the Pat McAfee show. I know I don't like dropping other, but they've WrestleMania has become so big that they're doing a week worth of pressers now, right?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Even Super Bowl weekend, they were in Vegas while the Super Bowl's there. They're going, you guys want to go one-on-one with us? Go ahead. They kept saying to, they kept referring to yesterday, and Triple H was talking about it on the show where I was listening. It's a 52-week deal here, right? Wrestling is every week. It's packing the house. They got new stats. Sold out TV audience. The most hot dogs sold this week. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Bottom line, wrestling is cool.
Yeah.
100%. Everybody's watching The Rock promos. Wrestling fan or not, doesn't matter. Is this the question was, is it the biggest pro? Absolutely, and nothing even comes close.
I'm going to counter with this, gentlemen, and I'm going to say that I agree with both your sentiment 100% as far as where we're at from a business standpoint, from a money standpoint. Wrestling is cool again. Wrestling is also more accessible to everyone again, and it's no longer this class war of I need to go see this wrestling or I need to go see this wrestling. If you don't like WWE, you still got a ton of wrestling you've been able to watch this week. If you love WWE, this is your week. This is, I mean, literally, I've taken Monday off because A, I love wrestling, and B, I'm not watching WrestleMania until 11 o'clock and then doing a morning show, and I got to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning the next day.
But, that's right. Right.
But this is what I mean. Like, if you look in wrestling crowds at all today, it's back to families. It's back to, hey, yeah, let's go and go see something. People are going to these shows, and they're not going in going, oh, well, is it all phony or whatever. What they're doing is they're going in and saying, I'm going in for a show. I'm going in to be entertained. Now, will I agree that this is the biggest WrestleMania push of all time? For the our time, I think so. And I count our time as in the last 20 to 25 years. Now, you may have been a fan longer than that. I've been a fan longer than that. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't there for the build to WrestleMania 1. I wasn't there for the build to WrestleMania 3. So I wasn't paying attention then. But if you go back, especially with WrestleMania 3, with the question mark still around it, is it phony or is it now, people don't care. You know, it used to still be a taboo thing. So, I mean, I think the success back in the day of having a gigantic show can't be negated, but I do agree that, I mean, from a money standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, from a global standpoint, yes, the push for this WrestleMania has been one of the biggest. And I do believe that storyline-wise, all these matches, even if it's a little story, at least they have some sort of reason for happening.
And totally.
It's, yeah. And it's not Edge Booker T over a Japanese shampoo commercial endorsement.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, these stories actually make sense.
Great point.
I was at WrestleMania 18 for that one, by the way. Can you imagine being Edge in Toronto, your hometown, you're at WrestleMania, and it's like, I'm fighting over shampoo. All right, well.
Yeah, meanwhile, the other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so I kind of want to split my answer here, but I do believe, and I agree with you guys, that for our time especially, this is by far the best storyline builds that we've seen in a long time.
It's such a good recipe that we're getting right now of everything, and that's the other thing. So we have the business side of it. Now let's look at the players involved that are really doing their part. It's just right place, right time. This is like, there's an eclipse coming next week, right? It's just one of those. Roman Reigns being the champion for how long? The Rock coming back and changing this gimmick where you're like, this is the, like, everything's the best that all of these people have done to date. Mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes is the best version of Cody Rhodes. Roman Reigns is the best. The Rock, it's arguable, but he's looking the best he's ever been, right, to some people. Have you seen his entrance? All this stuff. Like, everyone's doing the best. It's crazy.
I actually, as much as it may be hard to believe, I think this is my favorite version of The Rock.
Oh,
of all time.
By far.
You know, I didn't mind Hollywood Rock. I was firmly behind Hogan at 18. You know what I mean? Like, I was, like I said, I was in that crowd, and I didn't feel it was time, and I think that if it was a case of if it was this Rock now versus that Hogan then, I mean, obviously that can never happen. But, I mean, I don't think it would have been a question. Because even now, Rock is coming out. He says these dastardly things. He says these horrible things. But look at the magnitude of this guy. Like, this is the best version of the Rock that's ever been. What it's going to be like when the bell rings, who knows?
Yeah.
That's why it's a tag match. Who cares? You know,
that's right.
We can compensate around this. But I do think that we're getting everybody in their best. That's a great point to make there.
And if I may say, this is all done on the pivot. Remember, if it's true where they didn't want, where they wanted a Rock versus Roman, and then all of a sudden the fans came out and said, no, what's right is right, Henry. We want Cody Rhodes versus Roman. I mean, they had to change up the game plan slightly, if that's what it is. So even more so, maybe that's why the promo's so much more. It's so much more intense. Like, every weekend, when The Rock comes out, everybody's listening. Everybody's standing up. It's pretty crazy and remarkable what they did. And they've got everyone on the edge of their seats. This is the best part, because you said it earlier, Dimitri, and we're going to talk about it right now. We're going to go through the list. And to GW Joe, in all honesty, you're right. Today's the Super Bowl for all us wrestling fans. And we're not going to do a pregame show, Mikey. We got to do the pregame show. This is the way it is.
I drove up just for this. So I wanted to be in person in the room with you guys so we could do this properly. So, Mitch, I know you got the match list there. You got it day by day? Or?
I got the Saturdays, and we're going to go into the Sundays.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right. We will start off. I don't know the order of the matches. So I just picked and said, hey, let's start with a nice appetizer. Let's start with the Becky Lynch and the Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship match. Honors to Daddy.
Oh, Lord.
Please.
I really, really love both these women. They are both top of their game, just like we were talking about here. Best versions of themselves. You know, some people say Becky slipped. I know, Mitch, you're not a huge fan, but I gotta disagree, especially these last couple of weeks where they've started bringing the kid into it, right. And you've seen Becky get fired up and get legitimately emotional when she's talking about her dad in the ring, and she's talking about her family and what this means for her to come back and be not just who she was, but exceed that one last time. I mean, how can you not root for that to a degree? She hasn't faltered anywhere along this way. And maybe this will be the match that makes true believers out of people that are sitting on the fence or doubt it. At the same time, do I want to see Rhea Ripley lose? Not exactly. But where does she go from here?
Right.
You know, you can only be on top for so long, but maybe she becomes another one of these insanely long record holders. But I don't know. This one is so hard for me to call. My heart says Becky. My mind says Rhea. I'm going to follow my heart, and I'm going to say Becky gets one more.
Ooh. I'm writing this down, actually.
Write this down.
Yeah, yeah. Keep dragging these because I want to make
Becky,
a scorecard here.
Yeah, I'll make it right here. Dimitri, what do you got on this one, buddy?
You know what? I'm the same as Daddy. Like, I actually want Rhea Ripley to keep going because I love everything about her. But I think they know that in that division, they might run into a problem if you really have someone that beats everyone because they don't have as large of a talent pool to dip in that's championship material. I think Becky wins.
This happened to China. Remember, China became unbeatable and basically had to hand the championship away.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to go with Mammy. Why? Because A, I love her name. Secondly, Daddy's here, Mammy. I mean, it all makes sense, really, at the end of the day. But for me, I got to go, here's why.
The love child of Rhea and Mike.
It is true.
When you say it like that, it sounds like I have a shot with her, so thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. I believe. Screw Dom Dom. You got kidding? This.
The way you come dressed in this
That's
morning.
That's right. Fantastic.
Oh.
I'm going to go, simply, here it is. There's more you can do with her. I'm not saying you can't do with Becky, but now with, you know, and we're going to see it, the Bianca Belair still, the Charlotte's coming back. There's more, and I would rather see those matches. Bayley might win her championship. Iho, like, there's so many. I just think when I'm kind of piecing together the matches, I've already seen them with the Becky. I'm not saying Becky, my hesitation with Becky is simple. They're trying to jam something down our throat where when she was the man back in the day, she was great. It just, you know, the world happened, things changed, and she stopped being the man. And so they're trying to bring it back thinking it's going to work. It's just not, don't jam it down my throat. I'm going Mammy.
I think they were trying to ram her down her throat when she came back, and I'll agree with that 100%. Yeah. I do think, that, like I said, this last couple of weeks has changed things considerably, and the fact that she even acknowledged that she's not the man the way she was.
Right.
That she wants to get back there. So, you know what? I agree 100% with what you're saying here, dude. We're not here to, it's wrestling. We're not here to fight about it. But I think it's just such a question mark on this one. So,
I agree. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. It's
what you
see,
love.
This is what
you love.
This is, exactly.
This is exactly. There
this
you
is
go.
What? You know, the offensive line is. No, okay. as we go into it, this one I said a couple of weeks ago could steal the show. It's Yeet versus No Yeet. It's brother versus brother.
Well, Dimitri. Let me tell you something, brother. I gotta go with main event. I gotta go with the main event. I do. That's my pick.
Yeah, I'll keep mine short on this one too. I agree. I don't think there's really any benefit to Jimmy even winning in this case, unless it sets up another family member coming in or another rivalry. But I think the easy gimme is to Jay. Now watch, Jimmy's going to win, but I'm going to pick Jay.
I'll take Jimmy.
I like this. I like there's three of us here, so at least one of us is usually the odd man out.
I'll take Jimmy, and here's one thing I'm going to throw into this little pool. If something like what Mike says, I'm going to put an asterisk next to Mike's name because he's saying something could happen. Somebody might come in. You get an extra point.
Oh, I used to put these on my prediction sheets when I'd have WrestleMania parties. Right. I would have like bonus questions.
I'm giving Mike the extra point.
Okay.
I'm giving Mike just in case.
All right.
So he could get two for one
on
this
one. It's like a 2-point conversion.
That's right. That's exactly
All right.
it.
All right.
All right. It's the 6-pack tag team match. I mean, do I have to really go through all the names?
Yeah, you do because I don't remember who's all
Judgment Day.
And we just want to hear you name the names, Mitch.
I got
The odds are not in your favor.
No, they're not. That's why I wanted to stay away from it. Judgment Day, who holds both belts. Now, real quick, Mike, I want to ask. I heard they're separating the belts, or is it you win it, you get them both?
The stipulation that was announced is that you have to pull down each set of championships to become that champion. So it sounds like they're going to be splitting the titles on both sides again. Or you could essentially grab both sets of titles. Now, that was what was announced, not this past SmackDown, but last SmackDown.
That's right.
So will they keep that? I mean, they've been known to change rules on the fly before. They don't often do that in the Triple H era so far, but you never know what can happen. But right now, my understanding is two sets of titles, and the design may be replaced coming up. So
beautiful. So we got the Judgment Day, who are the current champions. They're defending them, I guess you can say, against five other teams. R-Truth and The Miz. You got hashtag DIY, The New Day, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, and Pete Dunne and Taylor Bate, who, by the way, I just don't get that team. I mean,
Tyler Bate? Yeah.
Tyler Bate, yeah, sorry. honors to you, sir. Honors to you, Mikey.
Oh, no, let's go Dimitri this
one. Okay, Dimitri.
I'm going split champion here.
Okay.
Under the new stipulations.
I got it.
I'm thinking, I think, you know, and I hate it because I hate this tag team, but I think the DIY, I think they're going to be ones to pull the straps down.
Okay.
It really bothers me. And then I'm going to go with a little Grayson Waller and Austin Theory.
I think it's
time. I think that they got it because if they don't do something for them, they might be finished. You got like, I agree. They've turned them into lackeys. Like, we could get into SmackDown yesterday. Like, oh,
I know. It's getting to
that's
that
how
point.
I feel.
Yeah, but they did that to Finn Balor, essentially. I mean, he's a lackey, and I mean, he was the first Universal Champion. You know, I mean, it's not necessarily a lackey position. So I don't mind your idea of splitting the titles. I actually, however, see this staying as a unified unit. Can I just see your list again here? Yeah. Just so I make sure I'm getting everybody right. It's embarrassing. But, I mean, there's just so many here. I mean, honestly, I would love to see Truth and Miz just because I will live and die by R-Truth. But I do agree that Austin Theory and Grayson Waller are going to get a set of titles for sure. And, you know, wouldn't it be something if they got both?
Double points if you hit that one too, Mike.
Double points.
I'm always...
And Daddy's going for broke. He needs birthday money.
This is why I barely do prediction shows, because I am always the worst at this.
Doesn't matter. What do you think all those NHL analysts
come on, Daddy.
Right?
Come the on. Kid's got
to
eat.
We need some guys... We need some guys to become the next thing. And Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, like you guys said, they're in this weird position right now where they come off as lackeys. If we were to feed them that much ego... Do you know what I mean? Like, they get both sets of titles somehow.
You're staring at the two guys that they're going to turn into.
Just give us a chance.
But if we find out they're Greek, it's over.
Yes, sir, it is.
I think that would be the thing. And yeah, you know what? I'm going to lock in on that only because I know it's wrong, but I don't care. I want to see those guys have some fuel to be even more annoying.
So you're taking them as your double champion?
Yep, double champ. Why not?
Mikey's going to run away with this one. He's on fire.
Yes.
Daddy's here to play.
Be saying this guy has a show? That's what they're going to be saying.
Let's get to the women's three-man tag. It's Damage Control versus Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill. She's back. And Naomi. Not back. She's making her intro. Talk about intros. You get the Royal Rumble intro and WrestleMania, and in between did basically the Roman Reigns and not wrestle anyone. I like her style.
This is repackaging done right.
Okay.
Bring her in. Teach her a little bit. Curate it. Manicure it. Present it appropriately, which, by the way, later we'll tag each other in. Don't worry, Joe. Don't worry. We'll do a tag in.
Yeah, we're still keeping it on some ACT.
Just doing it right now, okay? But I think, look, to me, it's a no-brainer. I think that they win, the team of Cargill, Belair, and Naomi. This is just a great thing done right. Unless.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're throwing it in the out. Okay, go. Yeah.
There's bonus point opportunity here.
Right.
I'm changing it all.
Oh, boy. Okay,
Damage Control is going to win.
You son of a gun. I had you written down. Go.
Because Charlotte Flair is going to ruin it for somebody.
Okay, I'm writing Damage Control and an asterisk of some kind.
It's Charlotte Flair. She's going to mess with the Cargill.
I swear to God, ask Mike. I have Damage Control written already, and I had the asterisk. I think they're going to lose because there's going to be inter-fighting between those three ladies.
What?
That's what I'm throwing in.
Between Jade and Bianca.
Yeah,
I think that's where something
will happen there. A little fight will break out or something.
I think I'm going to be a little more concrete with mine here, and I'm going to go straight across the board. I'm going to say that it's either going to be a three-way pin with Jade pinning with Naomi and Bianca. Like, they'll all three pin at the same time. Oh. Or Jade stacks and racks and all three of them in one pile and Jade's on top.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
That is very elaborate. So if you hit that, that could be a triple pointer.
I've only dreamed of pinning five people at one time.
Oh, that's called Wednesday at my house. Continue. Here we go. It's Rey Mysterio and now Andrade versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. How did Dominic get into this? See, I mean, he's got his own faction.
I'll tell you why. Because the writings are on the wall, everyone.
Right.
Now I'm solidified. Rhea Ripley's going to lose.
Okay.
Damian Priest and Balor are not walking out with championship.
What?
Dirty Dom Dom.
Yeah.
And Santos Escobar are going to win.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, Judgment Day is falling apart.
I agree.
The day of reckoning is upon us, my friends. I got them to win this one.
I'm also taking Dirty Dom and Santos as well. Mike?
Oh, man. You know, I think Andrade needs some sort of presence, so I think he gets the win. He gets the pinfall in this thing or something because I don't know. I don't think Dom even needs the heat to win right now. So I'm going to pick the LWO.
I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot. Here we go. It's maybe, again, it could be a game changer. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Dimitri, who do you like in the Intercontinental Championship match?
I'm looking for the Goonth to retain the IC title because Gable can't stand to see Zayn win.
I am going to go with also Gunther, and I think the Gable. So is that double point?
I'm going for the convert here.
I got to
keep
thing.
Up with Daddy.
I hate that.
I need birthday money, too.
I feel like... Mike, what do you got, Mike?
I'll be the lone Sammy just for the sake of being the lone Sammy, unless they have something really big in the canon for Gunther, which they could.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh! I'm looking at SummerSlam, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But unless they're going that road, I think they could give it to Sammy now. There's nothing left for Gunther to do with that championship, assuming we have a new world's championship on either brand moving forward, or even if Seth retains. I think that gives Gunther something to go after.
I'm changing. I'm audible. I'm going Sammy
Dude,
as well.
Dude, don't fall.
You know,
Sammy.
No.
Excuse me.
Changed
it. What?
You made your pick.
These are all concrete.
Yes. To quote Lois McGuire, card is laid, a card is played.
Fine.
Thank you.
That's it.
Yeah. There. I put it back.
There you go.
It's there. Okay. Last one. Here it is. This is going to cap on the Saturday night. It's the one we all been waiting for? If not, it's been shoved down our throats because we love it. The Rock and Roman Reigns, the Bloodline versus Cody and Seth. Now, should they lose, whoever wins gets to sit. Basically, the stipulations are for the final, for the main event on Sunday. If Bloodline wins this tag team match, it's their rules. Should they lose, it's fair one-on-one matchup, Bloodline. It's Roman Reigns taking on Cody. Mike, who do you got in the tag team match?
There are so many scenarios that can come out of this. So many scenarios. And you can say to yourself, well, you know, Rock can lose since he's not going to be there anyway. Yeah, that's one. Seth could lose and cost Cody the opportunity to have a fair match. That makes some interesting fuel for down the road. Cody loses or gets screwed into a loss and he's done it to himself. He's got to fight even harder. Or Cody gets the pin and everything's going great. We got a nice clean victory. We don't get the same finish we've got to every Roman Reigns match for the last 2 years.
Right.
Honestly, guys, I think the most compelling thing here is for the Bloodline to win.
Mm-hmm.
As much as it pains me to say that, I think that either Rock or Roman get the pin, obviously. But the question is then, who gets the pin? Because Rock could say, hey, I made this happen for you and you still lost, assuming that Roman loses on Sunday. Or vis-a-vis, you know, I didn't need your help all along. You almost cost me. You took over. There's so much stuff here. So I'm going to say Bloodline to win this one. Team freaking Nightmare. That having them not win makes it a little more interesting to me. Having them win makes it interesting to me, but I think it's a little more interesting if they lose the night before because it puts yourself in the mind of the younger fan. Oh, no. Cody's got all the odds.
Yeah, exactly.
That's been my thing from the get-go, too. I'm waiting to see what they have in store for us because you just said it all. Yes, this is why it's so exciting. There, it's like Game of Thrones. There's nine scenarios. We don't know what's going to happen. Khal Drogo is my favorite character. Yeah. Why? Why? I'm picking the bloodline. I'm picking them to win. And it's to that point. I just think you build a better story when you have all odds against you to prevail.
Exactly. This exact same scenario. It's the first time we've all agreed today.
Wow.
There it is. Bloodline across the board.
Save the best for last.
So just on that note real quick, there's a term that some wrestling fans will know. It's called slaying all the dragons, where if Cody managed to pull off the win tomorrow, it would make more sense to have slayed all the dragons in that night. But they could also say they did it tonight. Who knows? But
right?
For him to win, you got to slay the dragons.
That's what I mean.
All right, there's day one. Mitch, if you can stand by, we will have our day two predictions and some of your thoughts from the Facebook page on WrestleMania tonight and tomorrow.
This is McGuire on Wrestling.
You got to stream the alternate commentary table. Every single Saturday, it's brought to you on the McGuire on Wrestling feed. I'm one half of your hosts, Demetra Karolis, and I'm here with my partner, Mitch Hondris. Mitch, what is the alternate commentary table?
It's simple. It's the perspective of wrestling from the other side of the railing, the real fans.
That's right. The perspective that you need. You might have a little bit of fun, too. The alternate commentary table. Subscribe free now to the McGuire on Wrestling podcast feed wherever you get your podcast.
Cheers.
Welcome back to McGuire on Wrestling.
We are back with night two. Our unofficial predictions here. It's myself, it's Mitch Hosius, Demetri Karolis, and here we go. It is Sunday prediction time. Mitch, what do you got?
Here we go. Real quick, before we get into the prediction, what are your guys' thoughts on this two-day event? As much as I love the hype, and we started this whole podcast on, is this the biggest hype of all time? Which it is. In all honesty, can I be honest? I'm going to go old school Mitch. I think I kind of want one day back. This two-day event is a lot, guys. It's a lot going on. Not just the amount of wrestling, Mike. It's like, you know, like, tonight we're going to get a great show. You know it. Something's going to happen, blah, blah. And then tomorrow you're like, oh, wait a minute. We're only halfway done, right? Thoughts on going back to the one day?
If they keep it at 3.5 to 4 hours again this year per night, I'm okay with it. I don't like that it's back-to-back because it does eat up an entire weekend.
Right.
At the same time, I get why because, I mean, travel and logistics and not to mention all the fans travel and logistics as well.
That's what I'm saying.
But, yeah, I mean, there's something about having it be a one-day thing that's special, but I understand in today's WWE, you can't. Like, we talked about WrestleMania 7 a while back on the show, and that show had 14 matches on it.
Yeah.
14 matches. I couldn't imagine sitting through 14 matches and 14 entrances in today's WWE. It just couldn't happen.
Yeah.
So I get it. I mean, it gives more people a chance to work, get a little bit of a payday, and it gives fans an ultra experience. So, I mean, that's what WrestleMania is supposed to be. If it goes to 3 days, I'm out. I will start picking days.
No, it's true. I mean, in all honesty, and it looks like it's heading that way.
Well, I mean, I'm a fan of the one day for sure. It just makes it that much more special. Like every event is an event.
Right.
But then again, as long as there's stories like this two-day event, I'm actually looking forward to both days because both days are really presenting something. And because of the story, they've amalgamated it into one. But you can't argue with 140,000 plus whatever the number is of ticket sales. From a revenue standpoint, we'll never go back.
Yeah.
That's 140,000 people that are going to be standing in 11 to 5 degree temperatures, too.
Right.
That's another thing I was going to say. I mean, of all the places, you're going to do it outside. And they just had an earthquake yesterday. A little crazy, but hey, I like it. Just bring a shirt. Bring a shirt.
You know, there's nothing to joke around about earthquakes, but Mitch and I were texting, and I said, the tribal chief has come to wrestle.
That's right. That's
I thought
right.
it was just Omos getting thrown out of the ring in the Andre the Giant battle room.
By the way, I think he's on the Randy and AJ diet. He's looking trim and big, man. That is a big man. That is a big man. All right, Sunday, we head into the final day.
Okay, let's go.
Let's get going. It's Seth and Drew McIntyre. Put it first. Undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
No, that's the other one.
Sorry.
It's the World Championship.
The World Championship. Universal, sorry, guys.
That's all right.
World Championship belt. Seth and Drew McIntyre, thoughts?
Starting day two, Daddy, honors go to you.
I'm going to go Drew. I find Drew more interesting right now. I think that if Bloodline wins the night before and they do something nasty and nefarious, you know, they could beat Seth to a pulp, and that gives an easy out for Seth being beaten. So again, this is all conditional to what happens tonight, but at the same time, meh, you know, why not? So I'm going to say that Big Daddy Drew becomes our new champ.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Drew.
Drew,
I think he's going to be the champ.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a bonus point here.
Okay, go ahead.
I think CM Punk helps him become the champ so he can fight him himself when he's back.
Oh, I like that.
All right.
I'm actually going Seth, and my bonus point is I do think CM Punk will have something to do in this match. He's going to get involved. He might cost Drew the championship in this case, which will start a rivalry there.
There you go.
That's my thought on it.
Yeah.
We head over to the U.S. Championship belt. It's Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens.
Listen, I think Logan Paul, the writing's on the wall here.
Yeah.
They're too buddy-buddy, Kevin Owens and Orton.
Yes,
they're too buddy-buddy. And the weasel, the slippery snake that he is, he's going to come out as the U.S. champ.
You're talking about Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
All right. You said slippery snake. I was like, well, that's a viper. But
yeah, fair point.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't see how Logan Paul loses this match because of what you just said. And also because he's just too good in that spot. He's really good at being really annoying. And then, again, to go back to our night one predictions, if you got Theory and Waller winning, I mean, that just becomes an annoying trio of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes having the titles on all your heels isn't the worst thing, because you need to have some people that are you know, just despise and you hate that they're succeeding. So that's, again, I'm going into that young wrestling fan mentality, and that's what I'm thinking is that, they don't deserve to be the champions. None of them do. So that would give, I think, Theory and Waller a little bit more cred as well if that trio continues.
Yeah, I'm on the Logan Paul train as well. Simply put, marketing, eyeballs, marketing. Everything. These guys bring too many people to the... They bring the milkshake to the yard, if you
will. That's right. Well, you know what? I watching Hogan in... I don't remember which interview it was, but it clicked when he said... He was really talking about, like, why, you know, why Piper, you know, why couldn't you just do business and, like, listen? And the concept of constantly chasing. Like, when you have someone that's chasing a title, and to your point, Mike, when you say there's nothing wrong with having the title on heels, because then all it does is build money for someone to chase it. So I think you leave it on the Logan Paul, because everyone is, you're right, chase the bad guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
It's like Floyd Mayweather. If Floyd Mayweather, I swear, his inspiration came from WWE. Wait a sec. I can make more money being the bad guy and people paying for me to watch me lose. Ah, got it.
Yep.
Here we go.
Absolutely. And speaking of guys that are kind of losing it, LA Knight taking on AJ Styles. Listen, I don't want to say I was right.
You're not right.
You know what? Yesterday he was on the show. That pop wasn't what I normally hear for the LA Knight. Now, granted, the fans got way too... I mean, how many times can somebody get up and down? Are you a Greek Orthodox church? Up, down, up, down. I get it. At the end of the day, LA Knight...
Yeah, but hold on a sec, Mitch.
You're not
it was the
win.
Acoustics in it, the building.
You think so?
It was the acoustics in the building.
No, it wasn't. You yes, know what I'm was. Taking? I'm taking a little AJ Styles.
Oh, you're wrong.
I know I'm probably wrong here, but out of merit, I have to do
See,
it.
See, this is
it's
your problem.
AJ Styles.
This is your problem.
What?
You do this because you're a spite guy.
I'm a spite
guy. That's
why
you're doing it. It's
That's
LA
right.
Knight. We all know it.
I got to be that guy.
Your judgment.
No.
That's why. This is you.
That's how much I can't stand it. No,
this
I can't do
so
it.
So Mitch Hodges.
You know what? We're fighting in front of Daddy. Daddy, please, go ahead.
Okay. I've just come up with a new t-shirt design. Look for the Spite Boy, Spice Girl style t-shirt for Mitch coming up here. You're getting all the best shirts.
Yeah, thank you. Well, hey, look, it's what I do here. You know, it's what I'm all about.
I'm going to go with LA Knight. AJ's done everything there is to do. There's still word of him wanting to wrap it up soon. And what better way to elevate an LA Knight? And you know, you can say he's lost. I don't think he's lost it. I think that I hate to name drop here, but I did get to interview Sheamus once, and I asked him about what's it like to, you know, not be the guy on top right now, and he was very understanding of it, saying you can't, you know, there can only be one top, there can only be so many up top, and look at the top right now of WWE, and if LA Knight stays healthy and he stays relevant, he's gonna be fine. He's going to be fine. This is still 1 year into the real babyface build of LA Knight. Remember, this time last year, it was just after the Bray Wyatt match, you know, where everything had gone sideways, and he's looking like, oh, he's never going to recoup from everything. Then he gets this huge explosion. This is, you know, I know it's like, what, almost year 20 for the guy or something like that overall, but this is really year one of any real success on this level. So I think he gets a good win here. I think, again, it slays that dragon of AJ Styles, gives him something to look forward to moving next. Maybe he starts going after Logan Paul. You know, it's all setting up for something else, and I'm looking long road on LA Knight, so that's why I'm going to pick him.
I agree.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Two LA Knights, one AJ Styles. This is the turning point of the match.
Okay.
Okay, in a match that I have no idea why they're even really putting it in, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits taking on the Final Testament. Let's just go ahead.
I'm going to pick the Final Testament.
Final Testament.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. If it's a, you know, no rules, no disqualification, extreme rules, whatever they're calling it, it makes sense to have them do something. But then again, you know, you want to leave everybody with a smile on their face. I mean, what does it do to beat Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, who are all loved?
You know, but they just, they're not, there's something wrong there. It's just not clicking. And the Final Testament, to say they're clicking, they're not. But this could be a good way to get them going. And I feel like they are being pushed that way. So, I mean, please God, let this be the last match. I can't go much lower.
Listen, both of these tag teams, honestly, they look like someone who's like, you know what? I want to run a Greek restaurant, but I want Canadian food in there too. But wait, hold on. If we put German schnitzel? I got it. Let's do sushi rolls at the same time.
Got to have sushi.
It's a lot of components that are good, but the sum of all parts, I'm sorry.
Philly cheesesteaks?
But adding feta cheese in it.
Right.
What if they do what they did at the Hitman game, where this match starts tomorrow night and then just fades off into nothingness, and then they come back on Raw or SmackDown later on next week and they're still fighting?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
That'd be really good.
Then you got me back on.
That'd be good.
Yes. The visual of them fighting for an entire week straight. Yeah.
But they got to get stunt doubles where they lose like 40 pounds of like water weight.
Yeah, yeah. Like this.
That's actually not a bad idea. I mean, and based in Philly, it actually makes all the sense in the world.
The gimmick, you're right. They're still fighting.
They stop. You know, you cut to a scene of them taking like a cheesesteak break, and then like, are you ready? You ready? Okay, let's go. Boom, boom, boom.
You know, I wanted to ask this before I got into this question. Mike, real quick, you dropped Sheamus's name. Is he as white as he looks? Like, he's a pale dude, eh?
How do I answer that question? Yes, he looks like he looks. Yeah.
He's pale, eh? He's that pale.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone's got a little pigment. Yeah. He looks like he's a ghost.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn him. I'm just saying.
I don't think he's painting himself up before he goes out or anything.
Yeah, what if he's like opposite Tanner, right? Like instead of putting Tanner on, he's putting Whitener.
I think he's putting Whitener.
Maybe to do the gimmick. Is he really Irish?
Great question.
You know what? We're going to find out.
On the biography next week.
Are you going to find out? Okay.
We're going to find out.
The Sheamus of a nation.
We are off to Io Sky taking on Bayley. You know what? I like this setup. I'm enjoying how it all kind of transpired and came about. Thoughts on this one? Dimitri, we'll start with you.
I'm going with Bayley.
You're going with the Bayley.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'll keep it quick, too. I think Bayley's more interesting. She gets a new challenger against her. Nothing against Io Sky. I'm so happy that Io Sky got this run. I'm amazed that she got the Money in the Bank win. And remember the reaction when she won that. I mean, that was huge. People loved it. And they were supposed to be heels then, you know?
Right.
So nothing against Io Sky, but I think that Bayley getting the title back and maybe even losing it to Io again, or losing it to someone else in Damage Control, or losing it to another, you know, credible contender. Bayley's in that position now too, where she can elevate someone else. So maybe she does eat it. Maybe she does take the loss and Io gets elevated through this one. But I think it gets elevated more if she has another run as a credible champion, because Bayley hasn't had a title for a long time. So
yeah. True. And she needs like the character got lost, kind of like Becky Lynch, the man, right? Yeah. Where you go on mat leave and the character's been lost a little to me. And she just has so much to offer. She's so good on the mic.
Yeah, she's great. She's
so good.
I'm going Io, and here's why. Ooh. I just think Damage Control is something that they can work off and still go, and they haven't used it to the best of their abilities yet. Meaning, I think there's more that Damage Control do, like the Kabuki Warriors. You know, who doesn't love a good Kabuki?
That's right.
Right? It's the best. And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, a good kabuki.
The best kabuki.
We talked about the
I'm
sum of all parts.
I'm abstaining from this discussion.
Just saying.
Io Sky
It's
for
a
me.
Japanese tradition.
It is. Absolutely it is.
And we're at the... This is why Daddy's going, I drove
I don't know what's worse about this. The fact that you're saying that kabuki is tradition, or I know you're using it to supplement for another term.
No.
Sure.
You know, I met you guys more than 5 minutes ago, right?
Kabuki is a great artistic form in Japan, and that's what we were talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Ask Tips. He knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Just theater.
We are off to what everybody is going to chime in on and what everyone's waiting for. We all called it on Saturday. We think the Bloodline's going to win. We're going to follow that. Meaning, it's basically no holds barred match for the championship belt. It's Cody the Daydreamer and the Cody Crybabies versus, acknowledge me, Roman Reigns, Bloodline. By the way, that biography last week,
excellent.
I'm sure you guys all watched it. It was excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, it got the hair. Hey, look at this. You know what I mean?
It's You're doing the rock thing. You're doing the rock.
I got the chills.
The goose pimples.
Rock's arms aren't as hairy. I can't see the goosebumps.
He says in the biography, though, if I lose, I'm gone. I mean, this is what we're talking about. No one knows.
Did you see the quote where he said, back in 2020, I said I was retired?
Yes.
That's 4 years ago, guys.
True.
I would hate to see a WWE, and this is going to get some people fired up the wrong way, but that's fine. I don't care. That's what it is. It's all opinions.
That's right.
I would hate to see a WWE without Roman Reigns right now. It's hard to imagine, but
yeah.
Again, going to what we talked about last week when I guessed it on your show, it comes down to what's next. And have they elevated Cody to the level that he needs to be? And I think they have. I think that whether you like him or not, Cody Rhodes is that guy now. Look at what he's look at that graphic, okay? Just in this tag match situation, okay? You got Seth Rollins, who's been Triple H's guy since jump.
Right.
Okay, you've got The Rock. You've got Roman Reigns, who they were now saying is the greatest of all time. The Rock, who arguably is the greatest of all time. And Cody. Cody's the guy. This is all three of these guys pushing him up, and it's working.
Yeah.
It's working. I don't think Cody has faltered here. Again, whether you like, love, or hate his style and how he's doing it, I think that Cody has delivered exactly what he needs to. So I think that this is it. I don't know if it's like a Hulkamania thing where he's able to beat everybody all at once, or if there's some sort of help that comes through, or whatever it is. But I think that this is Cody's time to shine. And if they don't do it this time, they're going to lose. Well, you know what? I said that last year and they didn't lose anything. If anything, they gained. So I don't know. I think that some people will be pissy about it. But for the most part, I think that it's just time for Cody. We got to move on. He said it last night. When one story ends, a new one begins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that line.
Yeah.
I think the last time I felt this way about a true babyface was John Cena. Mm-hmm. I thought he was cheesy, John Cena.
Yeah.
I thought he was cheesy. I thought he was annoying.
You could watch your mouth.
I remember, hold on.
You watch your mouth.
Yeah, well, you know what?
This is a Cena house. You just watch your mouth.
Yeah, whatever.
Jorts, yeah.
Yeah.
You tried being 16-time champion in jorts.
You know what?
Yeah, just saying. Just keep it
I
up.
Am.
Some of those times were the khakis.
And I have those jorts.
Just keep it.
Okay?
Just keep it up. I'm just saying.
Listen, I remember being at like Raw in Calgary, and I was yelling at John Cena. I'm like, you're just a ripoff of Hulkamania. We've already seen this story. I got into it. Okay? It bothered me. However, it wasn't until later in the years, and then when you see what he's really done, that in John Cena, you see the respect he have and what it takes to actually be a true baby face, which I'm starting to convince myself is the hardest thing to do
Absolutely.
In professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. You can always be a shade of gray. You can always be the bad guy with edge, but to be a true face of the company as a baby face is the hardest thing. The WWE has been waiting for who is going to be the next person. They've never had it before. They never had the persona until that right there. That guy sitting, you know, that daddy brought in for
Kostakis. That's right.
Okay. Until that Thank guy you, right there.
You should explain that for people that don't know what's going on here.
Mitch, explain what happened.
So Mike messages me the other day. He goes, hey, would your son, who's a Cody, I've obviously failed as a parent. He's like, Does your son, who's a Cody fan, want this action figure? And I'm telling you, I showed it to my son. He made a video. He goes, let me send a message to Mike. Thanked him. Mike scared me at the door, by the way, when I opened it up. Like, I had a full-out heart attack.
That was just
and
this morning.
Yeah. I have to admit, that action figure, it's nice. And that's marketing right there, ladies and gentlemen. So I told you. We'll see where I go on my prediction. But Dimitri, who are you taking on?
I'm taking Cody Rhodes. It's time. They finally found the person who can be the true baby face of the company, can give Roman a break. The bloodline, you know, repackage that whole thing. It's going to be Cody Rhodes. He's wearing American colors. He's the American nightmare from the American dream. It's all there. Last year, they understood what they could do because he wasn't quite there. But this year, he's really there. It's Cody Rhodes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you I can change my prediction at any time. I've been calling it out for a while. I said Roman Reigns will be the champion. He's going to keep it because the story, Mike said it earlier, last year when it all happened, we were all like dumbfounded. We didn't know what to do. Mr. Meltzer is on hook. He's not sure. He's I heard it on the podcast last week. He thinks he's a little upset. He's going to be upset if Cody doesn't end the story here.
He says Cody better win.
Better win.
He said that's our Dave Meltzer quote of the week. Cody better win.
He better win.
Now, I did call him out. I said, you're sounding a little bit like a fan here, Dave, which as a journalist that you say you are. You know, but he brings it out, though, and he brings up a great point, and that is that we live in a very different era of wrestling fan, too, where people will get fed up and tired easier. And when we saw people, you know, losing their minds and throwing their tickets at the ring and everything after last time when Cody didn't win, I don't know. I still throw a flag on it, though. I think that Sam Roberts, who you see guest hosts on WWE all the time, he has a great wrestling podcast, and he brought in this term that I've been a firm believer of long before he even said it, and that is new kayfabe. And I think that what we think is happening in the business is the new kayfabe, and that's how they pull the wool over our eyes. And if you're a wrestling fan and you think that you can't be worked and you got pissed when Cody didn't win last time, guess what? You're the biggest mark out there, because that's exactly what this business is now, and this is why we got to love it for what it is. Yep. Because guess what? They got you. They're hooking you in. And you said to yourself, well, if Cody doesn't win, I'm never going to watch again. And here we are. And it's going to be probably the most watched WrestleMania ever.
Boom.
Which is why, acknowledge me.
No.
Roman Reigns will retain the championship. And I will throw a marker in there. The Rock and him will break up. Something will happen. I am now predicting two bloodlines will form. I'm not exactly sure how I'm getting to this final, but you got the Jay. He's a free agent, basically. Yep. The Rock and him are going to break up. Jimmy and Solo on one side, and I've heard some rumors of another cousin. I mean, how many cousins? They're Greek. They might have Samoan Greek. I mean, imagine how many cousins these guys have. Is on his way over. There you go. You got the Wolfpack, the Red NWO. What analogy you want to use? I'm going Roman to keep it for SummerSlam, as Mike alluded to at the very beginning of the show. Maybe that's when he loses it. We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. But now, we're off to alternate scenario.
Ooh.
Real quick, I mean, we did the show. Why not? We'll throw this in because we had a little bit of fun. At the beginning of the show, right before we turned on the mics, I asked the guys if they saw the Bleacher Report came out with the top 50 WWE superstars of all time. What I'll do is I'll quickly go through them, but let me go from 10 down. I'll kind of give you the first 50, but not in order. At number 43, they had Jeff Hardy. At number 36, Batista. 27, Charlotte Flair. I like that one. That one could be much lower, I think, if you guys don't mind me saying. Ric Flair, her dad, at 24. Like, okay. You know what? Mind you, he made all his money elsewhere, so I get the WWE ring. Triple H at 21. What are you guys doing? 21 for the Triple H. 19, Randy Orton. 13, Roman Reigns. I'm offended. I'm personally offended here. At number 11,
the tribal
Kurt Angle.
Champ.
The tribal champ is right. And Kurt Angle at number 11. Now, gentlemen, at number 10, they have Hulk Hogan, the original. Hulk Hogan at number 10. Mike, do you like, not like?
I don't mind it at all. And really? The one caveat I need to throw in on this is that this is top 50 WWE superstars. Yes. Yeah. So this is not them as a collective whole.
Right.
This is their time in WWE. So I think that flag needs to be thrown in there. I don't know if Hogan deserves to be top 10 in number 10. I think that for his contributions, he should be higher. But yes, he should be in the top 10. So I'll give you that.
Tag me in.
Tag.
No. Totally disagree.
100%.
If this was a Mount Mitchmore, Hogan is there, so it has to be minimum in the top four.
Easily. How about a little Roddy Piper at number 9?
That one surprised me. Tag me in here.
Yeah.
And I think that's a double tag. Either way, we...
tapped your back.
I think that if you're going to have Hogan at 10, I think you do need Roddy Piper either at 9 or 11 because he's the guy. He's the guy that made Hogan so loved. And this is Roddy's words exactly. You know, you would have been so loved if I wasn't so hated. You know,
that's a good point.
So I think that Roddy needs to definitely be around him. Again, I don't agree that Hogan maybe should be number 10. I think he should be higher in the list, absolutely. But I don't have a problem with Piper being that close around him.
At number 8, they got the Shawn Michaels. I'll be honest, I think that's a good spot for him. Maybe a little bit lower because of the performance he is. Good on the mic, good as a guy. I don't know, that's a little high at 8, but he's in the top 10, so I'll say sure.
Yeah, I like it.
Number 7 is the final boss. They got The Rock at number 7. Now, obviously, this is done before the final boss persona came out, but just The Rock in general at number 7, Mike?
I'm actually okay with this one.
Really?
Yeah, because like I said, I think we're getting the best version of The Rock now, and had this list come out after WrestleMania, I think he'd be top 3.
Bruno Sammartino at number 6, ahead of The Rock. Now, I know it's hard for us to compare because the guy was wrestling way before any of us were born, but I mean, number 6, yeah, go ahead. Dimitri?
Okay. Here's the thing. To the point about The Rock before and Bruno Sammartino and this being a WWE, you got to look at time served as well.
Yeah, sure.
Long-standing champion, how long was he in the business, so on and so forth. So I get it.
Number 5, and I'm appalled and disgusted, John Cena at number 5.
Shouldn't even be in the top 10.
What did you just say?
Him and Roman Reigns should not be in the top 10. I agree with that.
I know what you're doing, and because it's your birthday, I'm not going to say anything.
You know what?
I know what you're doing.
Can you hit me with the chair shot?
Gentlemen,
tag me in. I'm fine with it. Let's go.
I am too.
At number 4, it's The Undertaker. I give it to him. Number 4, I would put him there. I think that's a great one.
Love it.
I think he should be below Cena, to be honest with you.
Below Cena. Thank you. Yeah. And number 3, hey, we got him in studio. The best imitation I've ever heard. They got Macho Man at number 3 on the list.
Daddy,
but we got
a,
number 1
bit.
In our
give
hearts right here.
Give
That's all I'm giving you right now.
Wow. It's so good. Go back to Mike's pod last week where he does it. It's excellent. At number 2, it's Steve Austin. Go ahead.
Tag me in. I'm surprised not number 1. I'm surprised not number 1, especially how his cohorts tout him and put him on the pedestal.
And at number
I'm curious to see who number 1 is. That's what I was going to
say. You know what? As I went down the list, I'm like, who's number 1? I couldn't believe. I don't know why. I mean, the minute I saw it, I'm like, yeah, totally. It's Bret the Hitman Hart at number 1 for everything he's done. And not just because we're homers. It makes all the sense in the world. I don't mind him at number 1. If he was 2 or 3, I wouldn't have cared. It wouldn't have bothered me either. But I'm down with number 1. Mike, number 1, Bret Hart.
Do I even need to say anything here?
No.
Might as well call McGuire on Wrestling the Bret Hart Tribute Show. Here's where I get where people would say no, though. And I'm going to play devil's advocate on this one. I'm going to say that, yeah, was he a top merch seller the way that Hogan, Austin, all these other guys, Cena? No. But the last paragraph in this Bleacher Report countdown that they say, this is the one thing that makes me believe that even what Bret has said is true to a degree. And he says the guys these days aren't wrestling like Hulk Hogan. They're wrestling like Bret Hart. And so the last paragraph in this story says, his work is evergreen, always relevant, and never out of style. Furthers the idea that he is exactly what he spent his career saying he was. Best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. And I think to that, if you were going as a core, loyal WWE guy, was that always the best way for him to be? We've seen and heard no. Mm-hmm. You know, we've heard the critiques about it. And I've talked to him a little bit about this. You know, he's even said himself, yeah, you know, maybe I could have made a little more money doing this or that or whatever. But he is so damn dedicated to a fault sometimes, mm-hmm. because sometimes he'll take it too seriously. And he says that too. You know, this isn't anything that he doesn't know. All these criticism and critiques that people have about the guy, look, from what I know of the dude, he just loves wrestling, and maybe it's too much sometimes, to be honest, but I think that if you were looking for a guy from a loyalty standpoint, from a work standpoint, and from a longevity of style standpoint, that makes sense. But this is just one way to measure, and that's what this list is. It's one way to measure. Whoever you think the number one superstar of WWE is of all time, that's your opinion.
That's right.
Guys, none of these things are written in gold, you know, so.
It's true.
There you go. Except for Mount Mitchmore when that finally gets constructed. Where's that going to be built, by the way?
We're not sure.
You take over one of the Three Sisters? Foothills.
Yeah, exactly.
One of Three Sisters over.
Yeah, exactly. Very close. On your way to Banff, you'll see it. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be amazing.
It's got to be somewhere a lot more.
We're in the preliminary plans right now.
That's amazing.
Or are you going to be by that factory that smells like crap? Anyway.
That's the one. Yeah, that's exactly it. It's right above there. That's exactly where I'm going.
It's the same Three Sisters.
For those who have never been to Banff, you drive past Canmore, you get into the park, and it's beautiful, except for this one part that just kind of smells funny because somehow some manufacturing plant or whatever that is has managed to stay there for decades and it just reeks.
That's amazing.
I smell success. Continue.
I will say this. The beautiful thing about the wrestling fan and who is the best of all time is that there's so many ways that you could go about it. And it's what makes sports and sports entertainment and everything so great. Is the fact that there's no one right thing. He is the excellence of execution. You cannot argue, in my opinion, that there was never anyone who was better in the ring. So again, we have to take into context of how they're grading. You know, if you ask Ric Flair, it's about drawing money, for example. If you ask someone like Bret Hart, it's about really the whole package of the product and believability and storytelling, psychology. So, you know what? I love the list. I'm good. One last one before we go. ACT, we got to give an alternate scenario for GW Joe, who asked, better entrance, Jade Cargill, AEW or WWE?
No, he wanted to compare.
Oh.
Between, well, that was it Joe or are you talking about Tips one?
The Joe.
It was
Sasha AEW versus...
was that what?
That's
okay.
What it was. Yeah,
okay.
Sasha AEW versus Jade WWE, who had the better entrance.
Okay. That's even what it was. Better, yeah. Joe.
Tag me in. I'm going to go Cargill right now. Oh. It's the promo. I mean, don't get me wrong. Monet, great, but it's just the production. Yeah. I'm a sucker for it. It's the Cargill all day, every day.
Can I go ahead and say this?
Yeah.
CEO. Oh, hell no. No way. No, not even close to a contest here. And that's got to be Jade Cargill all the way. Oh, and by the way, it was Tips McGee, by the way. I've got it right here.
Or it was Tips. Oh, okay.
Tips got the double.
So he's got the double.
Hey, he got the double.
There we go. That's what we're talking about. Okay, well, speaking about the double, we got the triple threat coming at you. McGuire on Wrestling, alternate commentary table. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to let Daddy sign it off here because how you start is how you finish, just like Cody's going to finish the story. Go ahead, Daddy.
All right, I'm going to do it like I did last week just so you guys can get this out of your system too. Yeah. One more time. I'm going to be doing this for the rest of the day now because of y'all.
We're watching.
But hey, enjoy WrestleMania, gentlemen. I want to thank you again for being a part of this special edition of the show. No show tomorrow. Enjoy WrestleMania. Take some time off. And we'll be back with you in full swing with a full lineup of shows. By the way, a new episode of We've Seen a Movie also went up yesterday. So if you're looking for some audio, it's all there. But until next time,
This is for Mitch. It's for Dimitri over there with his GWO hoodie on. It's nice merchandise. I gotta get some, yeah. Until next time, thanks for listening. Letting us do what we do. Yeah. Play safe. Drive safe. Yeah. Happy seeing you. Take it.